Hello, gardeners. I'm Amanda McNulty of Clemson Extension and Making It Grow. If I were trying to educate my children by growing sunflowers, I guess I'd plant the pollenless varieties, which have a longer vase life and don't drop yellow pollen on your white tablecloth. And until now, I've just picked up seeds based on how pretty the flowers look on the package. But after Danielle Roberts at Soul Flower Farm in Anderson told me she grows a pollen-producing variety because of its importance for bees, both native and the European honeybee, next year I'll order from a catalog that distinguishes between the two types. With a bit of planning, I can sow at least 2-week intervals and have sunflowers for months and still get to choose from an array of colors, oranges, reds, browns, even green, and different heights. And if you're into caterpillars, 3 moths use sunflowers as larval food. Funded by South Carolina Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau Insurance.